tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour today here on this Thursday, June 4, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, the network, two websites, two phone apps, plus the radio station. The show, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy, is a dedicated show on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. If you're ever outside the radio listening of 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, you can listen to the show online at yourdefendingfathers.com. The phone app, TuneIn, capital T, capital I, one word, download the free one and search for WYPV. We're your Patriot Voice. That app on your phone is dedicated to this show as well. Radio station, call letters, WCHY, where constant hits of yesteryear.us is the website for the radio station. The app for the radio station is Simple Radio. Capital S, capital R, two words. Download that free app into your phone and then search for the call letters WCHY. The websites, the phone apps, the radio station makes up Patriot Voice Radio Network. No reason you can't listen to the show anytime when you're outside the radio station's service area. May 31st, just last week, the Detroit News reported that State Senator Stephanie Chang, Democrat from Detroit, who is term limited out and cannot seek re-election, revealed in her financial disclosure filings that she will be teaching a public policy course at the University of Michigan for 2 months after leaving the legislature. The filings noted that on May 6th of this year, she signed an agreement with the University of Michigan Ford School of Public Policy to serve as its Towsley policy maker in residence during the winter 2027 semester. But during statements at the end of yesterday's Senate session, State Senator Jim Runstead, who also is and serving right now as the Michigan Republican Party chair, said that the senator of the 3rd District will potentially have the opportunity to vote on major appropriations that benefit the University of Michigan. Let me be clear. This is not about personalities. It's about a long standard pattern where individuals move here from positions of public authority into roles with entities that benefit them for their decisions in this chamber. Every time that happens, it reinforces the perception that the system is not operating purely in the public's best interest. Well, since the Senate is controlled by the Democrats, Senator Erica Geese, Democrat from Taylor, the chamber assistant president pro tem, smashed the gavel. She instructed Senator Runstead to be mindful of the questioning the integrity of his colleagues. We're going to continue the story on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Continuing on with this story about Republican Senator Jim Runstead. He is the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. He, too, is also term limited out. cannot run for re-election. His political career in Lansing basically over at the end of this year. Well, he was calling out Democrat State Senator Stephanie Chang, who will be teaching at the University of Michigan after she leaves office. Well, Runstead said that she should not be allowed to vote on the budget if it includes funding to the University of Michigan. Very simple. It's a conflict of interest. She's voting to fund money to go to the University of Michigan, of which she's then in January going to turn around and get a paycheck from the University of Michigan. Jim simply was stating a fact while on the Senate floor in Lansing. He got recognized by the chair of the chamber and had the microphone turned on. This is what he said. I'll repeat it again. Runstead said, let me be clear. This is not about personalities. It's about a long standard pattern where individuals move here from positions of public authority into roles with entities that benefit from their decisions in this chamber. Every time it happens, it reinforces the perception that the system is not operating purely in the public's best interest. Well, again, Democrat Senator Geese from Taylor smashed the gavel down, turned off Runstead's microphone, and instructed Senator Runstead to be mindful of questioning the integrity of his colleagues. Well, Runstead refused to yield the mic. So when the microphone was turned back on for him to finish his comments, Runstead became even more fired up, speaking even louder. If you are in a position to influence the appropriations of taxpayer money and have a relationship with or foreseeable opportunity at an entity that stands to benefit, you must step aside. This applies to me and everyone here. Everyone, you should not vote. And yield back. Well, fellow Democrat Senator Sam Singh said he hopes his colleague in the 23rd Senate District was okay. And maybe you can take some time to reflect on your anger. I wish you the best. Sometimes it's not so good to be so emotional here on the Senate floor. And then Senator Singh yielded back the microphone as well. Again, this is a problem that we have in Lansing. I agree with Jim Runstead. She should not be allowed to vote on the budget for the University of Michigan, where she's going to become a professor in January. It's that simple. It is a direct conflict of interest. She's going to vote to give them money so that they can pay her to be a professor. And then the Democrats are going to try to talk down and patronize Runstead. That I hope he's okay. And maybe you can take some time to reflect on your anger. Like you have anger issues. It's not so good to be so emotional here on the Senate floor. Emotion and passion is exactly what is missing from Lansing. Do you know back in the day, historically, folks, U.S. senators challenged each other to duels on the U.S. Senate floor. I'm not saying they should be challenging people to duels, but you can't even get up and speak the truth unless you're going to be deemed as having an emotional outburst. Give me a break. Grow up. Unbelievable. Well, very interesting situation happening at Michigan State University, my former school. I did not graduate from there. I was told I'd never be a doctor. I dropped out. Went in a different direction. But I got to tell you, Michigan State University's board of trustees are screwed up right now. Democratic Michigan State University trustee Rema Vassar stood alongside a Republican colleague, the chair of the Michigan Republican Party, the GOP's nominee for Michigan State University board, and a Republican state senator yesterday, in calling for the repeal of a new board of trustee code of ethics. They argue restricts trustees' ability to speak openly about university matters. The Democrat majority board described the code during its May 17th meeting as a growing industry standard that promotes cohesion and professionalism following months of public disputes among board members. Vassar, who holds a doctorate in education, and is a professor at Wayne State University, has clashed with Democratic majority MSU board members in recent months for her vocal opposition to MSU President Kevin Kievsky's phase-out of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, among other issues. She's a Democrat. They want to protect DEI. President Trump has instructed funding to public universities to be eliminated if they continue with DEI policy programs at their universities. The president was simply following the mandates coming out of Washington. Well, it's doubtful that trustee Mike Bello, Republican, Michigan Republican Party Chair Jim Runstead, and trustee candidate Julia Mayday, or Senator Joseph Bellino Jr., agree with Vassar on that issue. But they said they did support her right to speak her mind without being censored. Republican Bello said of Vassar, "We don't agree on a lot of things. Even though she may not agree with something that I would say, she would never tell me I can't say it." Well, here's the problem. Michigan State University Board adopted a new code of ethics during a very rare Sunday night meeting in hopes that restricting open board debate during public meetings would be enough to keep the president from leaving. In a lockdown session, May 18th, they voted to double his salary. It didn't work. Gutskevich wrote in an open letter last week that he's leaving Michigan State University for Clemson University. He said the different perspectives offered by a minority of the trustees hampered his ability to make meaningful progress. He felt the disagreements crossed the line into publicly undermining decisions and putting personal interests above the best interests of Michigan State University, the faculty, staff, and students. The outgoing president also wrote that members abused their access to privilege and confidential information to misrepresent facts, manipulate situations, and selectively use and leak that information to promote their personal agendas. End quote, said the president. Trustee Bailo and Vassar said that they never heard that from Gucevich during their conversations with him. In fact, they were under the impression until the day of the announcement that he was actually enjoying being the president of Michigan State University. The event highlighted the unusual coalition forming around opposition to the policy. A Democratic trustee joining the Republican elected officials and even the Republican Party leaders in arguing that the code threatened free speech and dissent on the board. The two Democrats sitting on the board as a majority voted for the code of ethics policies, Democrat Brianna Scott and Kelly Tabay. Both are up for re-election. Asked if she would vote for Mayday over Scott or Tabay this November, the Democrat Vassar said, "Republicans never answer that question. They never answer who they're going to vote for. So I'm going to take a beat from them and respectfully decline to answer your question." Vassar said she refused to sign the revised code because she believes it violates Michigan's constitution, prohibition of requiring additional oaths or affirmations by and for elected officials beyond their constitutional oath of office. "I took my constitutional oath when the people of Michigan elected me. No additional loyalty pledge, no matter how it's labeled, is constitutionally permissible or required for an elected official of this state." Vassar said that after declining to sign the document, the university revoked her registration to attend the Mackinac Policy Conference. She characterized the action as retaliation for exercising her constitutional rights and called on Attorney General Dana Nessel to review the policy's legality. Vassar said she has received support from students, some of them not even sharing her views, but supported her ability to express them publicly. She described the policy as part of a broader effort to discourage discussion and dissent and predicted that she could face additional sanctions at future board meetings. Both trustees said they will continue exploring legal and legislative options if the board declines to reconsider their policy before their next meeting in June. Nestle's spokesperson for the Attorney General, Danny Wimmer, said the Department of the Attorney General does not legally advise or represent the university's, its boards, or trustees. Trustees and the university have their own legal counsel, and any advice provided by the Attorney General's office would not be legally binding on the university. MERS reached out to the Michigan Democratic Party chair, Curtis Hertel, with no response. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.